You're listening to the Commercial Finance Podcast by Lee Chandler, where we discuss industry insights, tips about lending, capital finance, business acquisitions.
The worst investment you can have is cash.
Real estate acquisitions.
Your financial advice depends on who you are.
And everything in between. This is the Commercial Finance Podcast.
Hey, hope you're doing well. In today's episode, we're going to talk about what's happening with the new tax bill and new tax plan through the Biden administration, and essentially a few tips on what you can do to basically get through it, especially as a business owner and as investors. So with that being said, listen closely. There are multiple tips that I give you guys and links, and I hope you enjoy. Talk to you soon. Hey guys, this is Leland Baptist, and welcome to the Lee Chandler Podcast. So today is going to be pretty interesting because for those of us who have been watching Taxes Like a Hawk, you now know that a tax hike is coming. Okay? Boom. Spoiler alert. What's interesting enough is that this has been a matter of fact since the presidential race, since the presidential election. So it's one of those things where it's a shock, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I was expecting it, right? So here's what's happening. I hope you guys are ready for this, all right? So as you know, every morning we look at Morning Brew. And Morning Brew is a news outlet. And so every single morning they're going to send you various news topics related to business that you're normally not going to see on the mainstream. All right. And it's great for investors. So in today's inbox, we got quite a few things from in reference to taxes. All right. I'm going to go through some of those things with you right now. So first and foremost, there is going to be a bump for income tax. All right. It's going to bump up to 39.6%. Now, here's the thing. Most Americans that earn large amounts of money, let's say $600,000 or more, right? So most physicians, most doctors are already paying 40% in taxes. So what's happening now is that federal taxes are going to be 39.6%. Let's just round up and call it 40, okay? So if you're not a business owner, what you need to do, if you're an employee and you earn $400,000 or more, right, as a salary, what you need to start doing is you need to create a business. This is my suggestion for you. You need to create a business, or you need to have some type of passive income that is being generated from an entity, preferably a passive entity, that you can get tax breaks for. Please, because if not, you might as well just cut your check in half. And so a lot of entertainers and athletes that I have worked with, they expect without a shadow of a doubt that they're going to pay 50% of taxes. Now it's sinking into more of the professional level, where if you're a salaried CEO, if you are a salaried physician, that you're going to pay basically 50% of taxes. Now, something that you can do with your bonuses, as a tip, you can request your company to pay your bonuses by advancing that amount of money to your life insurance policies. Okay, so that basically they can pay that extra towards your premium, depending on the type of life insurance you have. That becomes a cash value that you can later on use for other activities in the future. That's just a tip. Take it as you choose. Please consult with your tax attorney, CPA, and tax professionals on that. But that tip is worth gold. Okay. Now, capital gains, right? that are a million or more, those capital gains will be taxed. Pardon me. Those capital gains will be taxed if you earn a million or more as normal income. Okay. So in other words, you purchase a property, you purchase a few properties, you sell them. Those properties net you $1 million or more. It's gonna be taxed as normal income. So there's gonna be some benefits, some leeway with that, with normal income instead of being capital gains, all right? Now, if you kind of think about it, if normal income is being taxed at 39.6% of $400,000 or more, well, if you tax, if you earn a million or more via capital gains, you're gonna have to kind of you'll be able to figure that out. Now, for increasing estate taxes, here's the thing that's so crazy about this. I am so shocked with the amount of people who do not have a trust. I am so shocked with the amount of people who do not have a trust. I am more shocked with the amount of people who pass away, who are deceased, who die, okay? And their family has to fight over their assets, or their family goes to sell, you know, their properties. And then they're surprised when they have to pay various taxes or various fees. Here's the deal. If you don't understand anything else I'm telling you today, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, open a trust. Put your assets in said trust. Create a will, okay? Outline the allocation of your assets for the will. But if you want to avoid taxes properly, what you should do is keep the assets in the trust. And upon the beneficiary passing away, upon the grantor passing away, there are already beneficiaries listed within the agreement of the trust. So once again, create a trust. If you don't understand the benefits of having a trust, now you should, because estate taxes are going to be 45% for assets worth a million or more. The average home in the United States is worth somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000. So that means that if you own, for example, two properties, that's a million plus, okay? Just having two rental properties, that's a million plus based on the average prices in property. So it could be a personal home and another rental property. That's a million, all right? That could be four middle income homes. Well, that's $1 million. And instead of having your family pay 45% to the government, please put it in a trust. If you don't understand the benefits of having a trust, you will now. If you don't understand the benefits of having a trust, I give a free ebook on this, okay? Just go to lelandbaptist.net/35. That's it, all right? It's a free ebook. You can actually see all the benefits of a trust. You can learn about how to create a trust on your own, okay? Seriously. Now, what's gonna happen is that for businesses, man. So previously, President Trump had corporate taxes at 21%. Okay, now corporate taxes are going to increase to 28%. And I want people to think about this. There was a stimulus bill passed, right? And so it's one of those things of, do you want the stimulus bill to pass, or do you want to pay for it now or pay for it later? Do you want to pay for it now or do you want to pay for it later? And it appears that many Americans are going to be paying for it later. All right. So corporate taxes are going to increase to 28%. There may be some slashing of some tax benefits, such as pass-through businesses or entities, such as LLCs. If that's the case, guys, that means you're going to have to incorporate your businesses or your taxable entities a different way. All right. So we don't know for sure what tax treatment will take place for pass-through entities, but I'll make sure to give you guys the link to access the brew in the description, okay? So one thing that we do know is that 40% of profits that are earned by multinational firms just means, for example, Apple is a multinational firm. Apple may have headquarters in California, okay? But Apple is incorporated, I believe, in Ireland, all right? So they're able to, is it Ireland, Greenland? So they're able to basically take advantage of tax benefits. What our government's trying to do, the United States government, is they said, hey, listen, we're missing out on $700 billion of tax revenue by people having their entities in one location and having them incorporated offshore, right? Cayman Islands, whatever else. So what they're trying to do now is they're going to take advantage of taxing all of, so far at least, it appears to tax all of the land-based businesses that are within the United States districts or United States jurisdictions, okay? So if you don't learn anything else from listening to me today, two main takeaways. If you're a salaried employee that earns $400,000 or more, you're gonna be taxed basically at 50% of your income. You're basically gonna be taxed as if you were a athlete, as if you were a physician, as if you were an entertainer, all right? 40% plus, don't forget, you're gonna have your estate taxes as well. The next thing is, if you have not already, get a trust. Talk to your family, talk to your loved ones about having a trust, because you're gonna pay estate taxes of 45%. And that's for federal. So you're still gonna have estate taxes, most likely for your state as well, right? How do you get through these things? Well, one tip I'll give you guys is if you're a salaried employee and you earn $400,000 or more, or let's say you earn $350,000. What I would do honestly is if you're a CEO, if you're a CFO, and let's say the average salary for you is $600,000, right? $600,000. In your negotiation, I would request to have your salary as $350,000. So you can be under that federal tax. And then I request that the remaining would be as a bonus or incentive pay that you could then have them pay to your life insurance policy. That is my suggestion for you. Your life insurance policy can build and you'll have different tax advantages by going that route, instead of you taking a salary of $600,000 and basically cutting that in half, which is $300,000. The next thing I would say for estate taxes is please listen closely. Please establish a trust. As long as you're alive, it's not too late to establish a trust. Put those assets in said trust. Name beneficiaries. Also accompany that trust with a will. If you want to learn more about that, it costs you nothing. Just go to lelandbaptist.net/35. That's it. All right. So I'm going to put the link for Morning Brew in the description. And hey, the corporate tax hit is here. So it's time to get wiser with your finances. The corporate tax is here. All right. The corporate tax is here. If you are a business owner, one of the great things you can do, and actually, if you can do this period, is that you can pay yourself a salary, and obviously you want to keep your salary under $400,000. All right? Hope that serves you guys, and I'll see you all on the next episode.
Hey, if you like the idea of gaining wealth, adding to your portfolio, and also protecting what you have, then I have a great treat for you. I'm going to give you a free guide and ebook that you can use that will show you to protect what you have. All you have to do is go to lelandbaptist.net/35. That's LelandBaptist.net/35. And protect what you have.